And welcome to Admission Straight Talk, the podcast dedicated to graduate admissions and helping you approach the application process thoughtfully and successfully. I'm Linda Abraham, the founder of Accepted and the host of this podcast. My mission and passion is to help you get to that great moment when you can high-five the person next to you and shout, "Yes, I'm in." Now, in the past, we've explored a variety of traditional and sometimes non-traditional MBA programs here at Admission Straight Talk. I decided today to explore part-time MBA options with the admissions director of a leading, if not the leading, part-time MBA program at NYU Stern, the Langone program. And we're going to turn to our special guest in just one second. Before turning to him, though, I would like to remind you that I answer your questions on the show, and I want to address not so much a question that was raised, but an issue that was raised in a request for a profile evaluation on our Yale SOM tips post. There, Nick, in response to a request for information about community service, wrote, among other things, that he, quote, helped two stray dogs and found an adoptive home for them, close quote. Now, that is a nice thing to do, and obviously he got a couple of strays off the street, so you could say that, indeed, he did serve his community. But it isn't really community service from an admissions perspective. If it is, it's very weak community service in a competitive process. Community service, to be noteworthy, requires a commitment and an assumption of responsibility on your part. Placing a couple of stray dogs required minimal amounts of both commitment and responsibility. Did it do something? Yes. It requires some? Yes. But not in comparison to what I'm typically reading about from fellow applicants who are talking about their community service. Now, if Nick had started an animal rescue organization, or if he had committed to volunteering for an animal rescue organization or raising money for such a group, then he would have had both commitment and an assumption of responsibility worth mentioning in his graduate school application. Bottom line, if you are applying to graduate school, specifically business school, and want to mention community service, make sure it shows commitment, an assumption of responsibility, and ideally impact. And don't confuse doing a favor or being a nice person who occasionally chips in with the kind of commitment that community service entails. Now, it gives me great pleasure to introduce today's guest, Isser Galugli, Assistant Dean, MBA Admissions for NYU Stern. Isser earned his MBA from Duke Fuqua in 1995. He then worked in brand management for Unilever and L'Oreal before coming to NYU Stern as Director of Admissions and now Assistant Dean for MBA Admissions. Well, this is Isser's first time on Admission Straight Talk. He is certainly no stranger to Accepted, where he typed his way madly through many an online chat in the mid-2000s. Isser, it's a pleasure having you here today. Thanks for joining me.
Sure. Great to be here, Linda.
Okay. Now, while I hope we can explore NYU Stern's full-time options on some other occasion, today is about the part-time opportunities at Stern. Stern has weeknight and Saturday options, and there's the new accelerated program. Can you start by providing an overview of the weeknight and the Saturday options, the more traditional, if you will?
Sure. Our part-time MBA program, also called the Langone MBA program, is for working professionals. And so it's basically available at times that working professionals would be available. So that would be either weeknights in New York City at our Washington Square campus, and classes are Monday through Thursday. Some people take one day a week, some people take two, some people take up to four, as well as Saturday. You can do the program exclusively on Saturdays if you wish, if you want to spend all Saturday in class. The program is flexible. It can be done in as few as 2 years, as many as 6 years. The average person does it in about 3.1 years. And we just introduced an accelerated two-year program. We've always been able to do the program in 2 years, but what we found is that there was an increased demand for an accelerated program. So we adjusted the schedule a little bit, sort of optimized it, and we put some measures in place that it's very easy for people to do it. And we also have advisors who are trained to help people through that.
And what are some of the measures that makes it easier to do it quickly?
It's really just about putting together the best sample schedule, so that people can kind of maximize the types of classes that they'd want to take when they get into the elective portion. So we just adjusted a little bit what the sample schedule was from years ago in terms of the class and the sequence. I mean, the thing that we really found out, which is very interesting, is in the past not a lot of people would do the two-year program. We didn't really promote it heavily, so we basically decided to come out with it as its own sort of exclusive option so that people really understand that it's doable. We've been doing some consumer research, and what we found out is that people basically today, prospective students, looking for a couple key things. One is time. They want to be able to do the program and do it quickly. They're looking to take that knowledge and bring it right into business and, you know, sort of see the return of that investment earlier. The other thing that we saw is that people wanted a lot more clarity. So back in the day, we used to sort of emphasize that the program was flexible. You could speed up, you could slow down. I think people these days want to see a very clear path. Okay, I want to do it quick. I want to do it in 2 years. Tell me what that option is. Tell me how I do it. And so we've really adjusted our offerings as well as our communication to meet prospective interests and demands currently.
I see. Okay. So what would the path look like if somebody decided to do the accelerator option and go through it in 2 years? I mean, that's
sure.
The same amount that the full-time would take. So
that's correct. So we have a sample schedule up on our website. So if listeners want, they can always check into that in a little bit.
Right.
But the program essentially is doable, like I said, in 2 years. You start with the core curriculum, and that is about half the 60 credits.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be the classes that you'd expect. So it would be leadership in organizations, statistics, data analysis, marketing, strategy, economics, accounting, finance, operations, those types of things. So, for example, if someone were to start this fall, in the fall semester they'd take three classes. Most of our students typically take two, but three is definitely doable.
Okay.
So they would be they'd be doing the three, and then we have these intensives that happen. And this is how we're able to do things so quickly. So the winter, there's a January intensive. So during that sort of about 1 month period, the students would also be able to take what we call Strategy 1 and Strategy 2, which is the equivalent of a 1-3 credit class. So that gets them an extra class in between the fall and spring terms. In the spring term, they'd once again go back and take three classes. And then they'd also be able to take classes over the summer, which full-time students don't. Full-time students are typically doing an internship. So we have two summer terms, and in each of those, they'd take a class. Those are only about 6 weeks long, whereas typically the spring or fall semester is about 12 weeks long. Plus, we have another intensive that happens in August. And in that intensive, they can take, again, the equivalent of one full class. So they're really able to take classes just about 50 weeks, 51 weeks of the year, depending.
Mm-hmm.
And in the spring and fall, they take the three. Other terms, they're taking the equivalent of one class. And in the second year is almost entirely electives, but it goes along the same kind of progression. Is that helpful?
Yeah, very helpful. Now, when they're taking the three classes, the assumption is that they're working full-time or some of them working part-time? Or
I mean, it's really a program for working professionals.
Right.
So most people are going to be working full-time. Again, some people's schedules might be such that they might be working on a part-time basis. You know, maybe they're working a position that's a four-day-a-week position, or maybe they're balancing some other life things with work. So there might be some people whose work is not, you know, totally full-time. Maybe it's more of an 80% or 60% schedule. I mean, the great part about the part-time MBA program is it's really focused on working professionals.
Right.
People who are working, they like their industry, they like their function, they wish to continue in that general vein. They're not necessarily, like our full-time MBA students, many of whom are looking to make some pretty significant changes, whether it's industry function or both.
Right. Right. Now, when you talk about the intensives, are they are they for, let's say, a vacation period? Let's say somebody's on vacation, so they figure, okay, I'm going to be on vacation. I can do an intensive. Or is the assumption still that the person is working while doing the intensive, but maybe instead of taking three classes, it's just, you know, every night, you know, Monday through Thursday night, plus the Saturday schedule will be that one class that you're in for the intensive?
The answer is both.
Okay.
It can be either or.
All right.
So the classes that are in New York and Washington Square that are intensives, for example, a regular class is a 3-credit, but we have some classes that are 1.5, basically a half class. So 1.5 credit could be done actually all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday.
Okay.
Where you give up one day of sort of your standard work week, but in basically a long weekend, you would be getting 1.5 credits.
Mm-hmm.
Other intensives are much more similar to a sort of a normal semester where they'd be offered at night, like 6 to 9, and it would be, you know, several times over the course of the month. So it sort of depends on the class. There's not a fixed way that intensives are served up, but the intensives that are served up in Washington Square campus in New York are basically offered that it would be convenient for a working professional.
Sure.
That said, if you do want to go on vacation, or at least go away, while you're getting credit and while you're learning, we have a doing business in program, affectionately known as DBI. And there you could do, if you're doing 1 week in another country, taking classes at one of our partner schools, in 1 week you could get 1.5 credits. In 2 week DBI, you can get 3 credits. And basically you're going to school. This would require you to not be working during that week or 2 weeks. But you can go to another part of the world and learn what business is like being done in that part of the world, taking classes at a partner institution with other Stern students. And we also have a number of sort of cultural and social activities that are planned, as well as sort of visits to either companies in the region or government organizations in the region to really immerse yourself and learn how business is done in another country. And everything's taught in English, so you don't necessarily have to have language skills. And we offer this typically in a January break, or sometimes at the which would be most convenient, I think, for working professionals. And quite a few of our Langone students take part in this. It's a very, very popular option. So
right. And it's one of I recall this also for the full-time students. They have it also, don't they, doing business in?
Yes, yes. So this is one of those instances where full-time and part-time students are taking the same class together. So it's a great chance to expand your network as well and get beyond some of the part-time students who you might have taken sort of your core classes more exclusively with. So extremely popular. We go to lots of different destinations, and this is something that our part-time students really love. So it's a way to keep your classes going while getting away from the city. It's not exactly a vacation because you're still taking class, but
it's a trip.
I think for our part-time students, taking class and not working feels like they have a lot more time in their day. So they tend to enjoy it tremendously. Some of the full-time students think it's a little bit more intense than the part-time students.
How do admission requirements differ among these different options, and how do they differ from that of the full-time program?
Right. So the other piece I'll mention is we have a campus in Westchester as well as in the city.
Westchester is just north of Manhattan, right?
Exactly. It's located in Purchase, New York, which is convenient for Westchester County as well as Fairfield County. So even if you're working in Stamford, Connecticut, it's very close. Or if you're working in White Plains, it's very close. And that sort of additional location really helps for people in that area who traveling to New York might be a little bit more difficult on a weeknight basis.
Sure.
And most people may or may not wish to do their classes on a Saturday basis. So if you're working professional in that area, you can take classes at night up there through basically what would be the equivalent of our weeknight program, but just offered at a different location. So whether you're taking Westchester, weeknights, Saturdays, or the two-year accelerated, it's the same application. It's the same admissions requirements. So they don't really differ. At one point, we ask basically their preference. So some people may prefer to do Saturdays, but be open to weeknights.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may want to do Westchester only. Some people may want to do accelerated only. We basically ask people, you know, what are your preferences and how would you rank them if there are more than one choice that are acceptable or of interest to you. And then we just ask them to kind of explain their rationale. Some people say something like, you know, I want to do Saturdays. I'm a consultant. I travel a lot during the week. Saturday is much more convenient for me. Other people may say, you know, I've got family obligations on the weekend. I'd rather be in weeknights.
Right.
Some people may say, I live in Westchester. I want to take classes where it's convenient. So it's usually not a very elaborate explanation. It just sort of helps us understand what's important to them.
And you mentioned flexibility earlier. Is there a lot of flexibility in terms of both ability
Definitely.
To take weekend or versus weekend versus weeknight, the different campuses?
Yeah, we have people who start like you know saying I want to do Saturdays. Their schedule changes. They prefer weeknights, or vice versa. We've had people who start in Westchester. Maybe they're relocated with their job or what have you into the city. They can switch over to the city. You can start off accelerated and then slow down if for some reason you needed to. Of course, you can't start slow and then and then speed up the 2 years. You can't make up all that lost ground. But, yeah, people can go, you know, you may think you're going to do it in 3 years, but then decide you want to do it in 2.5, or maybe you decide you want to do it in 5. So there's a lot of flexibility in terms of where you can go, when you can go, how fast you go. And it can all be adjusted, you know, during the course of the program, because we recognize that people's life and work changes.
Sure.
You also asked in terms of how the application may or may not differ than the full-time application.
Right.
Yeah, they're pretty similar. I mean, again, both are MBA programs offered, you know, same faculty, same school, same degree. So we are looking for a lot of the same types of things in terms of the data forms and resume and standardized tests, recommendations, those types of application components. The essay questions will be a little different in that a full-time student's objective and a part-time student's objective tend to be pretty different, different types of programs to meet different types of goals. So, we won't ask what their program preference is between Saturdays and weeknights for a full-time student because they're taking classes, you know, during the day.
Sure.
On a weekday. So there are minor differences, but by and large, it's the same application, or very similar. It's not the same application, but it's similar components, similar type of questions.
And standards, in terms of admission standards?
Yeah, I mean, for all of our programs, we're looking for three things. We're looking for their ability to handle the rigorous academic program. We're looking to see how they are as a business professional and what their potential is in that realm, their goals and their accomplishments, and then who they are from a person.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what is their character? What is their fit within the community? And those basic elements need to be present for all of our MBA students.
Okay. Now, participants in the part-time programs have access to the Career Center for Working Professionals, not the Office of Career Development, which is dedicated to participants in the full-time program. What kind of support does the Career Center for Working Professionals provide the part-time students?
Sure. Yeah, we have a different group of people in our career function who focus on full-time versus part-time. And the part-time is also the CCWP, the Career Center for Working Professionals.
Mm-hmm.
That also is the same office that would work with our alumni. And basically, the needs of a full-time student are pretty different.
Mm-hmm.
They're really looking to make these big changes. So that's a very intensive program that they go through. They go through pretty much every Friday. There's some kind of training on how to network, how to write your resume, how to do all these things. There's company presentations that happen. Sometimes there's as many as 6 or 8 in a given day. It's just incredibly intensive. If you're looking to change careers or functions, you need to have a significant amount of time to invest in that career piece on top of all the demands of the school, schoolwork and academics. So, you know, so they have a much, much more structured, rigorous, intensive program. What we offer for our working professionals is something that is much more menu-driven. So working professionals can sort of seek out the services that they wish, if any. Some of our part-time students don't really, you know, they're happy in their job, they're happy with their company, they don't really have a tremendous need or desire. But others are looking to potentially either move functions within their company or possibly look at other companies that they may want to get into, or, you know, there may be changes that happen over the course of their career. So we do have some services available. The Career Center for Working Professional can do a few things.
Yeah.
It can certainly, you know, meet with you individually, talk about what your goals are, and help you put together a plan. We can do resume consulting, interview training, networking workshops. There's a tremendous amount of job postings that are always available. And again, people who are part-time are going to be looking to potentially make them, you know, be flexible about when they would start or make that transition.
Right.
And some may be in different parts in their career. So it offers a lot of the same services, but it's offered in a much more flexible menu fashion.
And what about for the part-time student who, let's say, enrolls in a part-time program and is happy with their job, and after they get their MBA from Stern, something changes, and they want to make a change? Can the CCWP help them at that point in time, or is it only while they're enrolled in the part-time program at Stern?
So the question is,
well, do they get career support after they graduate? Exactly.
Yeah. All of our MBA students get career services for life.
Okay.
And
great.
I think that's a massive advantage. So the Career Center for Working Professionals serves, you know, we've got alumni in like 100 countries all over the world, and it's there to support people through the course of their life. Because, yeah, definitely, people aren't going to make many career transitions. And if it's been a few years and you want to have your resume, you know, brushed up, or you want to refresh your interview skills, or just look at the job postings available, or reach out to our alumni network. They're a very valuable resource.
Sounds good. Now, Stern recently introduced a non-degree part-time option. Advanced professional certificates in finance, marketing, and general business. Can you describe those advanced professional certificate programs? I assume they're not.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah. We just launched it.
Right.
And the application will be up shortly, and the first deadline will be 5/15.
Right.
So the advanced professional certificate, this is a great option for a working professional. And basically what we heard again from prospective students in some cases is, you know, I want to take a handful of courses, and I want to take them at a top-notch elite business school, you know, with the same professors, the same curriculum, but I don't want to pursue my whole MBA. I don't need it. You know, I was an undergraduate major in economics. I find myself working at a finance company. I've taken, you know, some statistics and economics, but I haven't taken finance classes. And I'd love to take, you know, 5 finance classes, which I think would make me much more capable and productive at my current job. But I don't need to do the full MBA at this point. Maybe I'll do it later. Maybe I won't. But I'd love to do that. How can I do that? And basically, an APC, an Advanced Professional Certificate, would allow for that.
Right.
Students can basically take 5 classes. These are regular MBA classes, you know, offered through our part-time MBA Langone program, where we have available seats. And they basically take 5 classes. They have to apply for it. It's a similar type application that we would use for an MBA. It's a little bit abbreviated, but it has the same basic components because the person needs to be at the same caliber as our MBA students. They're going to be with the same professors, the same classes, the same, you know, classmates. And then basically they get to take their 5 classes.
Are they going to are the part-time program participants going to have priority in terms of getting the classes that they want over the professional certificate students, or is it going to be first come, first serve? Or?
It's absolutely going to be that the part-time degree-seeking students have priority.
Okay.
And then the advanced professional certificates would have availability. So we've been very careful to make sure that there is a significant amount of courses that typically have availability that would be of interest to somebody. And those are published on our website, so people can take a look at them. And then there's many other courses that often have availability. So we think that there's a really good range of classes that we can pretty much say almost always will have seats in them. And then people can take a look. And I think people will also be surprised that there are going to be many, many more classes beyond this, where depending on the semester, there are probably going to be some seats available. But yeah, we're very clear to people that degree-seeking students get first choice, advanced professional certificates get a second choice after them, and we do provide a list of classes where it is very common to have availability. So people can make a decision well before they have to apply.
All right. Now, sometimes you just describe this more or less as being a program for people who, at least at this point in time, don't think they want the MBA. Do you see, do you see, let's say, liberal arts grads who maybe have been working for a couple of years and they might be thinking of the MBA or they want to get some of the business skills also going for this kind of a program, maybe as a precursor to an MBA or to show readiness for an MBA?
Definitely. Also, I do think there's going to be a opportunity for people who have their MBA, but maybe they've been working for 10, 15 years, and they feel like they may need a refresher. For example, someone got their MBA 10, 15 years ago. They studied marketing, you know, and that's before the whole digital marketing piece was in full swing, and they feel like I could really benefit from going back and getting a few classes on digital marketing, so they may pursue a marketing APC. So I do think even people with an MBA who've been out for many years may wish to come back, or they may find themselves in a different industry or function where they need a different skill set. Or it could be for a liberal arts major who finds themselves in business, and perhaps maybe they studied English or history, and they feel like they would really like to have more of a business foundation.
Right.
So one of our APCs is in general business. You take five classes across a range of different business business classes, a range of disciplines, and that could give them a real good foundation. In terms of, you know, I want to take a finance class and a marketing class and a couple other classes in different disciplines. And that could really help give them a foundation and make them feel more comfortable when they're in that setting. The other thing that I'll say is, with the advanced professional certificate, there will be an option for people who, if they are starting this program and they really feel that it's extremely beneficial and they decide, you know what, I'd like to pursue a part-time MBA, they can apply from the advanced professional certificate, they can apply into the part-time MBA. They just can't have received their certificate prior to applying. Once they've received their certificate, we cannot apply the same basically classes to another program. Sure. But until they receive their certificate, they could apply, and then if they get in, they could potentially just sort of take the classes they've taken already and make that part of their part-time program. So there's the opportunity while they're in the APC to potentially apply and start part-time. But then again, if they do the APC and then a couple years later they want to do an MBA program, while the credits wouldn't transfer, they might allow them to waive out of certain parts of the MBA program and replace those classes with electives. So if they did, for example, statistics, which is one of our required classes in the APC, when they got into the MBA program, most likely they wouldn't have to take statistics again. They could replace it with another elective of their choosing to make the 60 credit requirement.
I see. You actually anticipated my next question. Now, you focused very much on people in the APC going for the part-time MBA. What if somebody in the APC were to decide they wanted to go for the full-time MBA and get in? Would they also be able to perhaps waive some of the courses given what they'd have already taken?
So if someone in the APC wanted to pursue the full-time MBA, they could not transfer the courses because the full-time MBA is a much more lockstep program, and it doesn't work with the sequencing of the APC, whereas the part-time program is very flexible, so it's very easy to roll in that way. But, yes, they could potentially waive some of the full-time MBA requirements and replace those with electives. So while they would still have to do the 60 credits required of the full-time MBA program, whether they did the APC or not, the mix of those credits could be changed.
Right.
So that can be a huge advantage to be able to skip a few core classes and take some more electives in the area that they wish to pursue.
For sure. Now, a challenge that isn't unique to the part-time programs, whether it's degree granting, the APCs are graded classes, right? I mean, this was my assumption all along.
Oh, yeah. Full participation, taking it for a grade. This is
credit.
Not an audit situation. This is I am taking classes with MBA students and you need to perform academically, absolutely.
Okay. Now, so a challenge, again, that it's not unique to part-time programs. I think certainly full-time students talk about this too. But I think it's more challenging for the part-time, and that is time management. when you are reviewing application to the part-time program, whether it's the weekend, whatever, however long they say they want to take, whether it's the weekend, whether it's the weeknight, whether it's APC or the MBA, do you look for evidence of time management skills when evaluating part-time applications?
I don't know if we look for it, like, explicitly.
Okay.
We're definitely looking for somebody who shows the ability to essentially balance a tremendous amount of things at one time.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say it's the case for full-time as well as part-time. Even though full-time students aren't working, like I said, the demands that are put on them from a career perspective are substantial,
mm-hmm.
and very intense.
Mm-hmm.
And they also get extremely involved in club activities and student government. So any MBA program, full-time, part-time, it's just you need to know how to use your time effectively, and you need to make careful choices. I think the thing that, at NYU CERN, there's so many opportunities, there's so many choices, there's so many activities, there's no way you can do them all. I advise a lot of our students prior to when they get there to sort of, map out what courses they might be interested in taking once they're a student, map out which types of clubs they wish to get involved in, what activities they wish to be a leader in, participate in, what DBIs they may wish to go on. And the more that they can think about what they'd ideally like to do, the better. Now, of course, that'll all change once they get there, but going in with a plan and some thought about it certainly will make them get the most out of the MBA program that they could.
Right. Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. There's tremendous advantage to having done that kind of homework up front. No question about it.
Yeah.
Do you have any last words of advice? I hope, in addition to what you just said,
sure.
Applicants considering NYU Stern's part-time options, either the part-time MBA or the advanced certificate programs.
I would say for all prospective students, a couple things. The first thing, make sure an MBA program is going to give you the value that you're seeking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big investment, time, money, effort, and so be really sure that this is what you need for the next step in your career and profession, and that this is the right time to do it. I think some people are, in a career or something, and they're not totally happy with it, and they think maybe I'll just go get a degree. It's really not that kind of a program. You should really have thought it through very carefully. That said, if you do decide that this is the right program for you, then you should go ahead and apply. I think a lot of people get really caught up. The application and enrollment process can be daunting. There's a lot of elements. There's a lot of stress. And I think there can be a lot of pressure that you put on yourself. But the bottom line is, if you don't apply, you're not going to get admitted. So apply. If you know you want it, if you feel like it's the right choice for you, do as much as you can to be as competitive as you can and get in the application and see what happens. Worst case, you're not admitted. You can always reapply. But you never want to look back and sort of say, oh, I wish I had applied, or I wish I had applied years ago. And then time just kind of passes you by, and then you think it's too late. So I would definitely encourage people, if this is the right thing, they should go for it.
Sounds good. Easter, as always, it's been a pleasure talking to you and gaining a deeper understanding of NYU Stern Langone options. Thank you so much for joining me. Where can a listener learn more? Where can a listener learn more about both these options?
Sure. I think the best advice, you can go to the website and read and look and research. The best advice I can give you, no matter whether it's Stern or any other school, go visit. We have information sessions on a regular basis in New York. We also do information sessions around the world. Come, visit, ask your questions, see a class, talk to students, experience it. I think the more that you visit Stern, the more you interact with it, especially on a personal basis, the more you fall in love and want to be a Sternie.
Sounds good. I certainly endorse Easter's recommendation that you go and visit, but I'm not sure I can put that into the show notes. So I'm going to include a link in the show notes at info.accepted.com/97 to the part-time MBA program at Stern and also to the advanced certificates. Listener, thank you, too, for joining Iser and me for Mission Straight Talk's 97th episode. If you find the show worthwhile, I have a favor to ask. Please share your experience via review on iTunes. Your doing so will just help us spread the word about Mission Straight Talk and grow the program, which has been really growing, so you've been doing your work. There's a link in the show notes to our iTunes page where you can leave a review. Thanks in advance. And if you have a question for me, please ask it at info.accepted.com/97 or by sending an email to questions@accepted.com. Thanks again for coming. This is Admission Straight Talk, produced by Accepted, and I am your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again next week.
Our theme music is provided by podcastthemes.com.